Hi. We're conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services and Behavioral Health Division. Your number was selected at random, and we will not collect any identifying information about you. Your responses will be used to support... Hello?
Okay,
sorry. Yeah, so your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community, and a donation will be made to our local nonprofit if you complete the survey. Now tell me, is your age between 21 or 29, 30 through 49, 50 through 64, or over 65?
21 to 29.
Okay, thank you. Let me jot that down here. Now, what is your gender?
Non-binary.
Thank you.
Okay, well.
Let me jot that down. Bear with me a second here.
Okay.
I really appreciate you participating in this.
No problem.
Now, first I'm going to ask you some questions about how often you think teens in your school district use certain substances. If you're not sure of an answer, just give your best guess. It's okay. Note that when we mention marijuana, we're referring to illegal youth use, not medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. How often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? The options are never, tried once or twice, once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week. Once a month, okay. How often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form? You know, marijuana, pot, weed, or concentrate in any form? Hash oil? The options are never, tried once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, daily?
The biggest one, tried the most.
Once a week? Daily?
Yep, that once a week.
Once a week, okay, you also have daily.
So it's like an average of everybody, right?
Right. How often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form or concentrate in any form? Never? Tried once or twice? Once or twice a year? Once a month? Twice a month? Once a week? Or daily?
Once a week.
Thank you. How often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes? Never? Tried once or twice? Once or twice a year? Once a month? Twice a month? Once a week? Daily?
Daily.
Okay, now, here are a few questions here. I'm going to read you a list of statements about youth substance use in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with each one. If you don't agree or disagree, then for each statement, I will also ask for your opinion about what most adults in your community think. If you're not sure of an answer, just give your best guess. It's okay. Okay?
Okay.
Right? Thank you.
Yep.
Again, I really appreciate you helping us out with this.
No problem.
Thank you. Okay, I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Do you agree? Strongly agree? Neutral? Disagree? Strongly disagree?
Agree.
Thank you. Next one. Most adults in my community think we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana. Do you agree? Strongly agree? Neutral? Disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol. Do you agree? strongly agree, neutral, disagree, strongly disagree?
Agree.
Thank you. Vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do. Agree, strongly agree, disagree, neutral, strongly
agree.
Thank you.
Agree.
Most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Do you agree, strongly agree, neutral?
Agree.
Thank you. Now, the options are the same. Do you want me to, like, read them?
Just read them.
Okay, that's fine. My community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana. Agree, strongly agree, neutral.
I'm sorry, could you read the prompt again?
Sure. My community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Disagree.
Okay. Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol. Do you agree? Strongly agree? Neutral? Disagree? Strongly disagree?
I'm sorry, can you read that one again?
Of course. My adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with, to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
That make it easier for them to provide them with alcohol?
Right. Most adults in my community think we should adopt
disagree.
Or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults
okay,
to provide youth.
Okay. Disagree.
Okay. Now, thank you. Next question is, using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you agree? Strongly agree? Disagree? Strongly disagree or neutral?
Neutral.
Thank you. Drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do. Agree? Strongly agree? Neutral? Disagree or strongly disagree?
Neutral.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol. Do you agree with that one? Strongly agree.
Agree.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay. My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol. Do you agree?
I'm sorry. Can you read that one again?
Sure. My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Disagree.
Okay. Most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do. What do you think about that one? Do you agree? Strongly agree?
Neutral.
Neutral? Okay. Let me select that option. Parents should not let teens use alcohol. Do you agree? Strongly agree? Neutral? Disagree or strongly disagree?
Neutral.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Disagree.
Okay. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes. Agree, strongly agree, neutral, disagree, strongly disagree.
I'm sorry, could you read that one again, the prompt?
Sure. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Thank you. I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Agree? Strongly agree? Neutral? Disagree? Strongly disagree?
Agree.
Got it. Thank you. We're getting towards the bottom here, okay? Thanks again.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes. Do you agree? Strongly agree? Neutral?
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana. Agree?
Agree.
Okay. Most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
Parents should not let teens use marijuana. Do you agree? Strongly agree?
Disagree? Agree.
Okay. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol. Do you agree with that? Strongly agree?
Yes.
Neutral?
Agree.
Okay. Agree. Okay. Okay, thank you. The next question is, most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing to do for teens.
For teens.
Agree. Okay. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with the children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Agree.
Thank you. Do you want me to read the rest of the, like, disagree, strong disagree, or you got that?
You don't have to read the agree, disagree thing.
Okay.
I got it.
Alright. Most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Disagree.
Thank you. We're getting towards the bottom.
Okay.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana. Do you agree?
Agree.
Okay. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Next, I'm going to ask you some questions about how you use the following substances, which are all legal for adults in Minnesota. If you're not sure of an answer, just give your best guess. It's okay. How often do you drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? The options are never, tried once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, daily.
Once a month.
Once a month?
Mm-hmm.
How often do you use marijuana in edible or drinkable form, other than medical marijuana prescribed for you by your doctor? Never?
Never.
Okay. And we're getting towards the end of the survey here. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
How often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Never.
Okay. And now I just have a few final questions for you. So far this year, how many times have you seen or heard messages or materials that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping? Never? A few times this school year? A few times a month? A few times a week? Every day? Mm. Or almost every day?
Never.
How would you describe yourself? American Indian or Alaskan Native? Asian, South Asian, or Asian American? Black or African American? Hispanic or
Caucasian?
Latino? White? Okay.
Yep.
White, or is that okay?
Yep, white.
Okay, thank you. Now, as a token of our appreciation, the Spartan Prevention Advocacy and Resource Coalition will donate $5 for each completed survey that we receive, up to a total donation of $3. Choose the organization you would like our coalition to donate to on your behalf. The three options are Klein Theater, Friends of the Library, Inver Glen Library, and the third option is IGH Best Foundation.
IGH Best?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'll do that one.
That one? Okay.
Yep.
So this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem.
Thank
Have
you.
A good night.
You too. You were great. I really thank you.
No problem.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.